Hello and welcome to Sourcecast, episode number 11. This is the second episode of the year, but the first one back to the normal format. We're going to talk about suppliers. We are going to talk about what they've been up to over the last few weeks. Let's get to the show.
Hi, hello, it's me.
It's 2016, and I'm going to start off with something different. We are starting this week with Oracle. Oracle, over the last 3 weeks, has surprisingly purchased two companies. One, called AddThis, for $200 million, is in the arena of marketing. AddThis creates share features, like those buttons you see on websites to share it to social media. The current managers of AddThis state that the site covers activity data for about 1.9 billion monthly unique visitors. Oracle also purchased the company known as Stack Engine. This occurred right before the holidays, and it was done quite quietly. Stack Engine is a relatively new company. It was founded in October of 2011 with designs to operationalize the Docker platform, which is open source containers. And for those of you that are fans of football and plan on watching the Super Bowl, you will be bemused at the fact that Oracle is annoying San Jose officials with their gigantic sign that could be seen just about anywhere in the city. The company clearly put the sign up to take advantage of additional quote-unquote free advertising in the city shots that are being performed for the Super Bowl. City officials claim that Oracle did not, in fact, have the right permits to put said sign up on their own building, which Oracle is contesting. The number three is very important for our friends at IBM. Three key executives left, and they announced three key partnerships at CES last week. IBM announced the departure of 43-year company veteran Steve Mills, along with Danny Saba, who is the chief technology officer for the cloud, and Brendan Hannigan, who is a general manager of IBM Security. While those announcements were made, Ginny was on stage at CES announcing several Watson partnerships. There's a partnership with Under Armour that expands IBM's reach into the wearables market. Additionally, there was a partnership announced with Medtronic, which plans to use Watson's analytics as the backend for an app which could help 400 million people in the world with diabetes. And finally, SoftBank also announced a partnership with IBM, leveraging an already existing application known as Pepper. Pepper is actually a robot that's being used by Nestle in several hundred stores, which greets customers and provides them with suggestions and certain information. The feeling is that Watson can make the robot Peppers more intelligent and offer more insightful suggestions, which increases purchasing. HP was relatively quiet over the holidays. However, I did find out that they have a private social club, air quotes, in London, AKA they have a private bar that HPE employees and their clients can access. I would like to see that place. Our friends at EMC and Dell continue to have struggles over their merger. We know that there's a possibility of staff reductions. Those job cuts are expected in the VCE area, and it is projected to be around 250 staff members. You know what? We're going to keep it short this week. We're going to end it with EMC. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Take care. With wishes and bad.